Hey everyone, we're back. It's been a while, but it's all good. It's all good. When I last checked, I think this is episode 13 of The Great Beards of Westeros, which means we did 12 episodes before this. Yeah. Lucky number. And we thought that it's been a while since we did an all-Swedish episode. So
we invited some.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we invited some fine Swedish people on these casts. So we're making a huge welcome for Sam Bratz and John Peters of the Wisconsin, also known as the Swedish Meta. Welcome, guys.
Hello, friends.
The alternate Swedish meta.
Yep, backup Swedish meta.
Yeah, we brought the band back together.
We're ready
to jump in there.
We're ready to roll out and do our civic duty for our Swedish community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's excellent. So glad to have you on. And of course, we have Jakob back.
Thank you.
Hello, Jakob.
Hello.
How are you? How's your beard?
Well...
Okay, it is what it is. Let's not comment further.
How about yourself?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Imagine it,
my beard is fine.
Just running it.
Looks like your stash is at least stiff.
Of course. The old stiff stash.
Of course it is.
It's at half mast at least.
Yep. Blessed with salts. it certainly helps to get the sort of the stiff texture of your mustache when you bust the salt.
Glue, as it were.
That's weird.
So, that's weird. Let's just move on.
That's too much.
Yeah. That's too much. So,
we don't
there's a bit of a gap.
We don't edit these things.
No, it'll be fine. Just let it lie.
No, never. So there's a bit of a gap on the cast, of course, because this is huge, huge void left by Andreas Buzz, who is apparently away skiing.
Come on.
He probably heard that
snow
is good for your beard, so he went downhill, probably tripping and falling in the snow all the time. So he's going to come back with a very moisturized beard. It's going to be good. Probably preparing for regional season or whatever. So we're a bit of a... You'll have to excuse us if we seem a bit out of shape since it's been a while we did this thing. But we're happy to be back. And there's been some news out of the fine city of Roseville, I guess, Minnesota.
Roseville.
We have lost Damon Stone.
Roseville?
Yeah,
it's a good city.
Okay.
Is it Roseville?
Yeah.
Is that a city?
It's a city. I've been there.
Is it a city?
Is it a suburb?
Okay.
It could be a thing. I'm not sure.
That sounds like a sounds
some
like a
people,
Tyrell location.
Some people call it a city. Some people call it a dump.
What?
Sounds like a Tyrell location.
Oh, that's good.
can I dupe Roseville?
It's got Joe Sensors. Okay. It's a restaurant.
It's got some good stuff.
Wine and spirits store, that's good.
Great place to get all your alcohol needs.
Yeah.
I
don't know if they sell crunk juice.
I don't know if they sell crunk juice.
They should.
They probably should. Well, actually, it's a Wisconsin product, so maybe they aren't allowed to sell it. But
it's no spotted cow.
Might be.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyways, there's news out of and what is it?
Yeah.
Well, Damon Stone.
I heard he died.
What happened to him?
I heard he died too.
Oh, he died?
Did he die?
I heard he's literally dead.
Did he just die?
He's not alive anymore. Is that true?
Was that what's going down?
Confirm tonight, please.
Wow.
I have no idea.
I cannot comment on that at this time.
Can't confirm.
Are you not in the know, Jacob? Do you not know these things?
Well, a man knows.
Have you on this
I am
cast?
No man.
Why do we even have you on this cast?
Did you not see the obituary posted on Fantasy Flight?
Well,
Jacob, I saw this article,
I'm going to tell you right now, Damon Stone is dead. He died.
Oh, Sam Bratz confirms it.
Sam Bratz confirms it right now. You heard it.
What happened to him, Sam? Tell me.
It was rough.
Do we even know?
Was it?
You know right now. What? It was a real bad.
Was it Harrenhal?
Was it Harrenhal? Or was it the Long Voyage?
Yes. Wait, which Harrenhal? The Lanny one or the Stark one?
No, the first edition one.
Oh.
The neutral one.
Oh.
The old.
That one's terrible. Oh, man. That's a horrible way to go.
That's no good.
That's yes. Ye old Harrenhal for you.
Nate French was like, I'm going to cancel your ability. I will sacrifice my Daemon Stone. He is gone forever. Sorry, Daemon.
Wow.
You have to die.
That's science. We've gone too far.
I need
some people.
Body.
Some people say he got. Some people say he got Red Queen's faithfuled.
Oh my God! That's an even worse way to die. That's the most terrible card in the game.
Wow.
Not only did you die, you also got all your power removed.
Who would That's play terrible. That as the restricted card? That's terrible.
I need another wow. drink. I'll be back.
All right.
This got out of hand real fast. Samuel, should we just kick this off?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Can we have some intro music?
Oh,
yeah. Let's kick. Are we already there yet? Are we at the intro music?
Do I want the sucker punch?
Yeah, sure. Are we waiting for John?
No, just cue it.
No.
Just keep going. I'm getting another drink. I'll be fine.
Okay. So let's see if we can kick off the intro music. It's actually the most important part of the...
Don't interrupt it, though.
Yeah, of the...
It's the most important part of this show.
No editing,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah. No editing.
All right.
No edit. Live.
Free form.
Well, that's a good color.
Wow. It's got some nice fingers and legs, too.
It does.
Not even sure. Do we have an intro music now, or
it's actually it is playing. I hear it on my computer.
Oh.
Well, we don't.
So this
mistakes have been made.
Sorry, guys.
Let us know when it's done. We'll try not to talk too much over it.
It's okay. Damage has been done.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
This is great. So that was the intro music.
Oh, okay,
it's amazing.
Thanks.
Guys, I'll send you the link.
Everyone, I'm your host, Samuel Bratz. With me is my other guy, Samuel. Also Jakob. Also this guy literally no one's ever heard
no
of.
No one's ever heard of me.
Awesome.
That's great. What are we gonna talk about today?
We got
Thanks for having us on.
We got a good schedule for you boys.
Yeah, it's huge. So much to talk about.
Well, we got some spoilers first off, folks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Spoilers.
We do. Some tremendous spoilers. Tremendous, tremendous.
Also, John Peters and I went to a tournament. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I did okay, and
you did
bad.
I did poorly.
Normal.
Horrible. It was terrible.
Oh. What did you guys play?
It was a draft.
It was a draft tournament, yeah.
I was a draft.
Why don't we talk about
awesome.
That first?
Yeah.
Draft is fun. Have you guys done a draft at all
yeah.
yet?
Ooh, haven't yet.
Oh, it's a blast.
It's
it really
so
is.
So cool.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Imagine a deck with...
Is it better
Oh, go ahead.
Is it better than the first edition one?
I don't... Well... First edition draft was fun. I don't know if you agree with me or not. So
yep.
I don't want to make
fun.
Judgments until I hear this. Okay, then.
I like first
maybe,
edition.
I don't know. I had fun in first edition draft. But second edition draft is fun
yep.
too.
Yes.
Just picture this. Picture a 40-card deck with 6 house messengers. Or green blood traders, I think is what they're called now.
Or drown priests.
Or 5 Benjen Stacks.
Wow.
Does that sound fun?
That sounds great.
5 Benjens.
Sounds great.
That's
fine.
We live in.
That
sounds
what,
horrible.
It sounds great to me. That's a life
or
you can live.
Or 6 Arya Starks. That's a thing. That happened. That was real.
I guess that's what happens when the card pool is not big enough, right?
No, it's
yeah.
great.
It's sure. fun. Drafts are great.
So what did
awesome.
You guys draft?
Well... Why don't you start, Peters? Because
okay.
I have 2 drafts to All talk right. about.
I started with Greyjoy as my main faction, And my secondary faction was Martell. I got on the Drowned Priest plan real early and ended up with six of them. That was my strategy. I just wanted all the Drowned Priests. And yeah, it was good. It worked really well for me, except for the fact that I forgot every single draft pack starts with Pale Moon.
Pale Mare.
I've been drinking Pale Moon. That's a magic card. We don't talk about that. Wow. So Pale Mare. Every single draft plot pool has a Pale Mare.
Do you guys even know what the Pale Mare does?
Is that the semi reset?
Yes.
Plot card.
Mm-hmm. It's well. It's yeah. Not
what does it do?
Card pool.
It's draft only.
Draft only.
What
yeah.
does it do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a reset plot that you can keep only 10 gold worth of characters. So.
It's like a
ten gold worth.
It's like 4 gold infinite initiative, essentially.
It's 8 initiative.
It's so large, you just always win initiative.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter what the actual number is, but it's like 2 billion.
It's not a number that's relevant.
It's 2 billion and 1. And I think it has 6 reserve.
Yeah, it's a good plot. I'd like to see it in the game, maybe. I don't know.
Me too.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
So that really set me back on my I want to put all the priests on the board at all the times, and it didn't work out well for me. I went 2-2 for the day. But it was a good time.
But it has a good beard. It has a good beard.
It does have a good beard, yeah.
Does it really? Priest of the Drowned God has a good beard?
It's got a little bit of a beard.
Do you guys
it's that card. Oh, I thought it was the Drowned Men. Sorry.
Wait, is that the army?
Oh, no. The Priest of the Drowned God is horrible from a beard standpoint.
Man, it's so good.
Yeah, well, they're...
Well, it's, like, it's a good card. It has
their
a good...
beard power is on the... It's not very good. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
It explains your record for the day, though, Peters.
My record was 2-2. Sam's record was 2-2.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
Okay.
I made the top 8, though.
But the...
purely due to skill.
Oh, good. Good.
So
how many people were drafting?
I think there was 25 person tournament, give or take.
Wow,
it was 4 pots.
That's pretty good.
I did not think I would make the top
4 pots
first off because I was like 2-2. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm pretty sure there's like a Sam Bratz tiebreaker, like
yeah,
that they
vibes.
Put
the old Bratz point, give
yeah.
them a little nudge up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bratz point, and they're like, oh, I guess you made the top 8. And
I'm gonna Bratz card 1 here.
That's actually in the latest. That's in the latest tournament regulations.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the. I think it's the. I think it's the third. The third tiebreaker after after
don't
deck.
Spoil the
deck size.
The test tournament regulations.
I don't think the fact has been officially released yet, sir.
No. It was one of the last.
Sorry.
It was one of the last things that Damon Stone did before he kind of
Damon
went away.
Dying words. Sam Bratz gets 1 point in a tournament tiebreaker.
Guaranteed. Because he needs it. Because he's bad. He's not good at games. So we'll give it to him. Anyway.
Left with a bang. Left with a bang.
My deck in the draft had 5 devoted blood riders. So it was very simple. Much worse than Peter's strategy.
Wow.
Although, Targ is a much better deck. Because I also had like a crown of gold and 2 put to the swords and a jock and a car, which are pretty good in the draft format, and I think you just had a bunch of priests of the Drowned God, whatever that
is. And New Balon, which is far superior to Old Balon, I'll tell you that much.
New Balon?
New Balon.
Wow.
New Balon has a beard.
He does have a beard.
Doesn't he?
Wait, I have one in play right now.
Yeah, he does, in this game that we've been playing.
He barely has a beard.
He's
Look
got a little straggle. That's good. You gotta hold it higher. There's the cat. There it is. You got it.
That's pretty minuscule.
There he is. There he is.
He looks like a ghost.
He does.
He's cool. No. So for those of you who can't see the awesome video stream we got from Wisconsin, there's actually a Thrones game going on at the same time as we're recording these podcasts.
True.
Just as a bit of a note here from the cast.
It's a multitasking
deck for 2017 right now.
It's happening.
Hopefully
this is a
you
thing.
Guys catch a glimpse.
That's
scouting.
That's great.
Scouting is happening. Swedish deck is being made.
Anyone who sees this deck will be instantly DQ'd at Worlds if you're European, by the way. So watch out.
Don't look.
Yep.
Talking about that, it sounds like people would be very much down on the scoop list too.
There's a big scoop hierarchy
right now. Scoop hierarchy, it's up right now.
Can we please speak a little bit about that? Could you explain to the listeners who have no idea what a scoop list is?
Sure. If you're part of the DC meta, and also, I guess, the larger Swedish meta.
Is the Swedish meta involved now?
Well, they're
did
bigger,
we drag them down into this?
They're a bigger entity than the DC meta. The DC meta is just one small part of the Swedish meta.
Actually, in the world's 2015, Eric Butzleff kind of
who?
Said that...
Who? What? Butzleff? I don't know.
Yeah.
He kind of implied
that Sweden, the Swedish meta, is now the outpost, the European outpost of the DC meta.
Like the DC satellite.
Like
European
our
meta.
Yeah, okay. I can put that down.
I'm going to rest assured that is not true.
No?
The Swedish meta is the larger conglomerate, and the DC meta is just a small piece of the Swedish meta. First off.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah, I almost.
Go ahead.
The scoop list.
Yes. Yeah, go on.
The hierarchy.
Let's hear about the scoop.
Within this larger meta, there's a scoop hierarchy where if you play someone that's above you in the scoop hierarchy, you have to scoop to them. That's the rule.
That's how it works.
That was the bronze. It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Lots of times in tournaments, you'll play someone that's just higher up on the scoop hierarchy and you say, well, them's the breaks. I guess I have to lose to you, bud.
You're too good. You got me every time.
Nowadays, you can just concede. In 1.0, you had to make an effort.
You had to do a dance, from what I've heard.
Wow.
It's easier to make a dance if both people are in it.
It's much harder to dance when there's just one or some other guy who's walking around and looking for the bathroom or whatever. I don't know what he's doing.
This guy's not following the simple two-step at all.
Yeah, who do you think is the highest on the Swedish scoop hierarchy meta? Who would you say?
I think you would have to define what is it good or bad to be on top? Like, do you have to be a good player, or is it kind of your turn? How does it work?
You can't be. If you have cards, you're lower on the scoop hierarchy, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So, like, you and me, we're kind of fucked. Like, we're just down there in the
dumps.
Like, if we play John Peters, we're like,
just
no.
Just auto scoop because I suck and I'm never going to win without the help of my friends.
Well, yeah, Peters is below us still. So.
Oh, okay.
John Peters is below us in the scoop hierarchy. He's in, like, the troll dungeon where your only main benefit is that you're a troll, but your play skill is so poor that you can't possibly win. So.
No. You'll never win on your own. That's the way it is.
Other Samuel, he's in, like, the I can win a Game of Thrones against a real player. So he's above us for sure. I guarantee you.
Samuel actually, he actually has kind of an unofficial title though from 2015, right?
Tell us.
He is the king of Swiss of the melee in Stalik.
Holy
yeah.
Twice? Nice.
That's a million times.
No.
Just once.
You're very deserving. Right, you might be the top tier scoop hierarchy man.
Yeah.
Well yeah. 2015 King of Swiss Starlink Melee. That's me. It's my only achievement. It's a beautiful deck. It's we're still back in the first edition days. So second edition, new players who kind of feel like, oh, now the old people are talking again. Let's go play PlayStation while they talk about their old decks. And their war memories and whatnot.
Zelda
so I play.
The wind comes out next month, you moron.
Yeah, don't
get
touch.
With the time.
Yeah. So I played a Greyjoy Conquest Baratheon.
Okay.
With just a bunch of holy characters.
Oh,
and if you play, yep, and you played Melisandre, who claimed extra power, and then you played
what was it called? Sacrifice to the Drowned God or Sacrifice to Two Gods or whatever.
I have no idea.
It's an event card that says...
What is
that? It's an event card. It says Baratheon or Greyjoy only. It says if a character is killed, you can interrupt the kill and instead that character gains one power. So if you're playing a Baratheon and Greyjoy deck, which was like the main holy decks in the like the factions that had most holy characters in first editions, you play these event cards.
Cup dudes.
That was just so good.
We don't know that the official.
So I would play Valar and I would just save all my guys and I had Tar the Thrice downed who could save himself and gain one power and just a bonkers deck. It was fun. It was fun.
Wait, what?
And then some.
Go ahead.
Some dude named James Walmsley just screwed everyone over in there. Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst. Let it be. I don't know. Let it be said officially that that guy is the worst.
He's the worst.
Hashtag the worst.
He's the worst. Yeah. Hashtag the worst.
And he is the worst.
Yep. Yep, that's where we are right now. It's a very sad state of affairs, but that's where the game is right now.
Wait, so Walmsley...
Yeah, Walmsley went to the finals. He kicked us all. It was bad. It was bad.
But I kicked his ass in the finals.
You did.
Thank God someone
Jacob
was there.
Just took it down.
It was...
Yes.
In the final, it was three Swedes and James.
And
before we sat down...
To me.
How did you not get this...
Before we sat down, the judge was. Before we sat down, the judge was looking at us all in the eyes and said, "If I see one, even a slight of a sight of collusion, you guys are out of here."
Well, that doesn't happen in America.
Now I know.
Ah, no, never, never.
That's how
never.
I got kicked out of the top 16 in the Melee 2015.
What?
I was at the same table as Seth, Eric. And Chad.
By kicked out, you meant they just defeated you through skill, is what you're trying to say, right?
Pure skill, as all Melee games are decided.
Plot phase, turn one. I wanted us all to do a four trade. They did a three trade.
Of course, they were just better than you. That's how it works.
That's the end of it.
Life. They just
Have you never played Melee before? It's all skill. It's all skill.
What percent of Europeans play Valor in their Melee plot decks?
100%?
100%.
Huge. 100%.
Yeah. Percentile in?
Everyone.
Because it's zero. It's literally 0%.
That is a fact right there.
Is that so?
I've never been an American in the history of Melee that has played a Valor. I'm pretty sure.
Science.
Really?
It's an alternate fact, but I'm pretty sure it's correct.
Wow.
Well,
oh, guys.
That's insane.
I play it in Melee. I T1 Naval every time.
It's not Naval, but I'll allow it.
T1 Naval, turn 2 Valor. Let's see what happens in Melee.
Let's start over again.
Let's just keep it going. I like playing the game. I don't want it to end.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Did we have a point?
No, there were no points. We were just going to continue the discussion.
Oh, draft is fun.
Yep.
Draft is great. You guys need to draft more often. Fantasy Flight needs to support the draft.
Yep.
Right there. Boom.
Here.
It's good.
Here. We got the draft packs in Europe very late. We just got it like a couple of weeks ago. So there's been a couple of draft tournaments, I think. There's one in Gothenburg tomorrow, which is unfortunately this episode will be out when it's over. So sorry, Gothenburg meta, you're not getting any positive.
John Peters hat.
We love you anyway, though.
Get on the drone priest plan. It works every time.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
50% of the time it works. Every
but you need six.
That's great.
60% of the time
of them.
Works every time.
You need six of them.
Actually, Victorian.
At least six.
Though, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a pretty powerful card.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Just uncommon?
Yep. He's uncommon.
That's weird. He's pretty good.
He's got Greyjoy in his name, so he's obviously put down a little bit just based on that right there.
There's like
he's way down on the scoop list.
He's not going to do well for himself, that's for sure.
He's a little too, too late. If he was an old school man,
so,
he just came out like 2 months
ago. He's old school.
Yeah.
That's true. So before we leave the draft discussion, is there any card that you felt like, wow, this card is so good in draft, but it's kind of not that good in regular constructed thrones? If we can call it that.
I will tell you a thing that's really good in draft. The best card in draft is Common Cause.
Yes.
Which is not actually legal in regular tournaments. But if you're familiar with
1.0, yeah.
You know exactly what it does. It's insane
in draft.
It's a 3/1x, and it's x is equal to the number of different factions you control. And it's stupid. It's an uncommon.
It's a rare.
It's a rare.
It's
so good.
It's an uncommon.
Nobody picks it. People are not going to choose it. You'll get it. It's fine.
It's insane. It's like...
Good.
If you guys like haven't seen the draft agendas, they pretty much let you play any combination of factions.
Yeah.
So your plot is essentially a 3/1/5, give or take.
Sometimes,
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite plots in the end of the first edition era. I played a crazy Greyjoy House of Dreams deck with a Longship Iron Wind that lets you throw in a character that costs 2 or lower.
Man.
Yeah. I just threw in, and I played 3 copies of each of the different factions' monocons that lets you, if you attack with a character with just one icon, any character that has more than one icon that defends. It's not going to count their strength.
So basically, you just want everything unopposed. The CCG.
Yep.
Thank you, Sam.
that was insane. So you got those five flame military, five claim power swings. So it was insane.
I had a...
So, yeah.
Oh, that card is so good. Never pass Common Cause.
Never.
That's my advice.
It's the best card in the set.
You know where you heard it first.
Awesome.
Sam Bretz is on the cast. Sam Bretz is goes wisdom.
You want to make top 8? Pick Common Cause. Guaranteed to go 2-2.
Sam Ross.
In 2014, before I won Worlds, I was going to play a Longship Iron Wind deck. And then I was like, this is really bad. And then I didn't. Just an FYI.
Oh.
That's my story.
What does it tell you, Samuel? Does it tell you that you're up next winning Worlds?
As long as you abandon any pretense of having a good deck and just pick whatever Corey Faraday plays, then you win.
That's how you win the game.
That's how it works.
Oh, and you have to be way up on the scoop rank as well.
The higher you are, the
way
scoop
high
rank,
up.
The better.
Yep.
That's just like VIP curtains just open and you're in there automatically.
And you have to know how to dance. It's a tough sequence of plays, but...
So, on the topic of dance and Daemon Stone, do you like the card from first edition, Daemon Dance, for me? And do you ever think it's made up because of Daemon Stone?
Yes.
Rip Daemon.
Did I answer all of the questions?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
Actually, I think that card is just mediocre, because isn't that like a no agenda card?
Yes.
I hate very that much. Aspect of it. But
so immediately retracts every immediate state before that.
Mostly the Daemon and it being Daemon Dance for me. Yes, that's what I think about.
Yep.
All right.
Danny will make a Daemon Dance for me.
Oh, let's hope he does. And let's hope he does it in memory of Daemon Stone.
Rip. That guy was a great
Daemon
Stone.
Yep.
He's on a long voyage now.
Oh, this is so good.
You guys want to get some icy detail?
Yep.
Yes.
I assumed as much, but I originally
What if we said no?
Right, no, okay. Detail for you guys, I guess.
Please.
Okay. So originally, one of my card designs was going to be the short voyage. you only draw one card during your draw phase, but it's a 30-card deck.
Oh, that's delicious.
Do you think it would be good, bad, overpowered, concerns?
It would be incredibly overpowered.
Yep.
Yep. Just, that would be awesome.
Although I would play a very cool pillage deck against you, Sam, and you would die in first plot phase.
Yep.
Comes up strong.
It would, yeah, it would be way better in first edition where you didn't have the loose condition if your deck was runs out. Yeah, of course. But wow, that would be awesome. You start with a fourth of your 25% of your deck in your hand already before setup.
And if you're
so, that's
you
pretty good.
Mulligan.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And
play with my pretend card that I never made. You can do it right now.
You can just make that
just
for yourself.
Make it yourself.
Yep.
And have fun. That would be great.
Yep.
Games on the side.
Card was added to 1.0.
That's reward from day one. That's huge. 100%.
Can't access
that's great.
This elite card unless you watch this podcast.
That's a spoiler right there.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the spoilers actually for this week. It's a short voyage.
1.0
spoiler.
1.0.
It's 1.0
alternate
coming out
facts.
Coming out in the next pack.
The short voyage is one of your spoilers for this podcast.
Yeah. We kind of got the short end of the spoilers this week. So
the other ones are just
so how about
don't worry about it.
They are good
choice. So how about we actually move on to the actual spoilers?
Oh,
you guys
we have spoilers?
We have spoilers. It's amazing. Yeah. I don't think so.
We sent them through mail. We printed them to you. Oh, and sent them through mail. Did you receive them?
Dude, yeah.
Donald Trump just destroyed all of our international mail.
We sent them outside
the US, no go.
We sent them through Iran.
Oh,
was
no,
that okay?
No, you're good. Yeah, that's a good place to go.
Oh, awesome.
If they have oil, we're good then.
yeah, sure.
We got two spoilers, and we've been thinking about them for a long time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the good one.
The good one. Yeah, I was hoping you were going to say that.
All right, we got a card called Drowned Disciple.
Yep.
Greyjoy card.
Greyjoy.
3 cost.
Great beard. Powerful.
Massive beard.
Awesome.
One of the biggest beards I've ever seen on a Game of Thrones card, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He also has a power icon. That's it, though.
Oh. No military. Gonna dock him points on that.
You don't need him when you got a beard.
He's got the only icon that actually matters. So he has a power icon.
Yep.
Power's all that matters.
Drowned God trait. Text box. Reaction. After a character enters play from your dead pile, choose a Drowned God character and have it gain 1 power. Limit twice per phase. Flavor text, Peters.
That's, comfort. That's I shall know in the Drowned God's victory halls beneath the waves.
Watery halls.
Watery, yeah, I can't read. Leave me alone.
That's a quote from Aaron
Danfield. It's a great guy.
The man himself.
All right, this card is cool. There's a lot of things you can do.
Yeah?
With it.
Yep.
Maybe.
Depending on how far along we are.
I feel like the coming out of the dead pile is a very Drowned God trait. I mean, we already have Old Wick, which does that. Aaron Dampier does
that. Aaron Dampier himself does that, yeah.
Other cards do it better.
Yep.
Faster, where you can get 2 guys for Close. One.
And Ghost of Parent Hall, if you're into that kind of thing.
But
yep.
I feel like this card will gain power every turn, hopefully, if and when they add more Drowned God dudes. There's probably not very many right now. There's the 2 Aarons, the army.
Drowned Priest, my favorite.
The 1 good card that Peter's played like 17 of in his draft deck.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
It's also not unique, so you can have 3 of them out at the same time.
I think this card is good. Like it.
I do like it. It's good. It's gonna see play for sure.
It promotes a deck archetype that isn't based on winning a military challenge and killing everything, or winning an intrigue challenge and killing everything, which is cool.
And you don't need to be
unopposed.
I feel
like that's like the number one thing you want to do in 2.0 right now.
Yep.
It brings versatility to a house that doesn't really have it. Exactly. That's good.
So, Jacob, if you have three copies of this guy out, can you trigger all of them, or can you, are you still limited by the limit twice per face?
No.
Please tell us.
You can trigger them as, if you have three, there's a special rule.
Yes.
So the rule is that if you have three of them, you can trigger them as many times as you want in a loop and win.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That is awesome.
Not true.
So
that is actually how that works.
Yeah. You can trigger. I forgot that. That's exactly how it works.
You did it.
Yep.
Danny told you
gotta catch them all.
He's right here, and he said, that guy was real smart. He gets a card design right now.
Not even going to put it through.
Oh, that's down. Great. That's
right
great.
It goes right into the system. You did it.
You've just got to catch all of the drowned disciples. You just got to catch three, and then you win.
You did it.
But on a serious note, yes, you can trigger them all separately twice, so six times in total.
Awesome.
That's a lot of.
Oh, triggers. So this card in draft, I picture John Peters drafting six of these, and just winning in just winning in one face. Yeah.
Old wick, you just win. Boom.
That's it. You just did it.
Yep. I won.
Boom. I win. Yep. Well, bad era, not the good one, the sixth round.
You actually sit down facing your opponent and say, I drafted six Drowned Disciples. I think I won.
That actually happened on two occasions. My opponent scooped.
Oh, it did?
Well, the only two
Those games, are my yeah. two wins. My opponent just scooped. Straight up. He's like, six there, three, somehow.
I have a fault. Beat that. I have a follow-up.
Well,
I have a follow-up question.
They were probably lower on you on the scoop chart.
I was above them. They were like, I can't defeat them.
Yeah. Well, yep.
First off, if you're not part of the extended Makes Swedish sense. Meta, you're below everyone on the extended Swedish meta.
Yep.
That should be.
Obviously. Obviously.
That's how you get car designs.
Boys, it sucks.
Yep. Instant car design.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be great.
Right, running to the next spoiler. Do you want to take that, guys?
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh,
here it is, right here in front of
you. Peters, why don't you read it so I can correct you every time you say something wrong?
That sounds great. Kaylin, while there are more winter plot cards than summer cards revealed, reduce the initiative value of each opponent's revealed plot card by 3. The reserve value on each opponent's revealed plot card by 1.
Wow. Is that loyal?
It is not loyal.
What are the traits?
The traits are contested the North.
Those seem very meaningless to me.
I would agree with you on that aspect.
Who knows, though?
Nobody knows.
What does it cost?
It costs 2 gold.
Who cares what it costs?
I feel like this is one of those cards that's going to go in my binder and I'm not going to play it that often, but maybe someone smarter than me could come up with a better solution.
Sam Bratz is going to correct you.
Well, time for me to tell you why it's good.
Alright, Sam Bratz, break it down.
Yes! Okay. Bring it.
You could play it in a Night's Watch deck because it's not loyal.
I see that. Alright, I'll allow it.
And there are cards that reserve matters in the Night's Watch.
There certainly are.
Can you name 2?
No. I don't know cards. I don't pick this. I'm not a big fan of the whole words and whatnot.
So, John, can you tell us a little bit about the picture then?
Yeah, the picture is great. Moe Caitlin is just spectacular. I mean, no one's sneaking into that place. That is like it's defended by a great wall.
Dude, it looks
wall.
Pretty foggy, too.
It is
yep. Yep.
It's a good image.
That's good art. I like it.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I'm going to give it a 2.
That's great.
Beard scale, though.
How many frost things do you think you could have in play when you have a Moat Kaelin in play? Ooh. And what's a, like, just absolutely unplayable Greyjoy card that's like a lady, House Harlaw or whatever?
Alanis Greyjoy.
That's the one. Thank you, Nick Hansen.
That is the one.
Is there really an Alanis Greyjoy that's absolutely unplayable in 2.0?
There's one that reduces reserve if you're first player.
Thank you, Nick Hansen from the Peanut Gallery.
you guys have so many people stacked up there in your wardrobes.
Well, everyone comes to my apartment. It's
so good.
They're so low on the scoop hierarchy, they don't even get to be shown on this podcast.
No.
They're just off. They're off screen all the time.
Man, and Alanis is that unplayable? That sucks.
That is the worst.
What do you think, Jakob? If you had this out and like two Frost Fangs and an Alanis, and they're
I think my opponent would cry so much.
They would cry so hard. It's almost like you played that one plot that already does all that by itself.
I feel like this card does mm-hmm. some things. I mean, you go first most of the time. I mean, Winter Plots have a terrible initiative.
So that is a good plus there.
You go first, like, all the time. They might discard a card once.
Makes Winter Festival that much better.
Like I think sometimes, maybe not mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. but maybe sometime in the future, someone will break it and it will be a horrible choke deck where people will not be able to do anything more than just draw cards, but that not play anything.
That is the world I want to live in.
Yep. Yep.
Bring that to me.
That yes. is the world you want to live in. You don't know what it's like.
That's a beautiful place.
I don't need to know. I just want to experience it one time.
Have you ever had an ice fisherman take your gold? Because it's the worst feeling in the entire world. But...
I don't know what it
is. Oh, yes. John Peters. John Peters, my sweet summer
give us
child.
His trait. Give us his trait.
My what's, sweet summer what's child, trait? John Peters.
What's the trait of the ice fisherman? Please tell us this awesome trait with all the awesome synergies. Please tell us.
Break it down for me,
Sam. Do you remember?
He has a stupid trait.
Do you remember the trait?
Do you remember?
He's a conscriptor.
That's the stupidest trait ever.
Was the only...
What does that even mean? He's
the only card in the game with the trait conscriptor, and there were no synergies. But he stole your gold.
Conscriptors get plus two yeah. strength.
You nailed it, boys.
Yes.
That's Jakob's card.
Yes.
For you. Sorry, boys.
Next spoiler, yes. please. Thanks, Jakob.
Bonus spoiler.
It's the champ card. It's the champ card.
Hashtag bonus.
You know, I... Yes, we have to linger on the text issue. You know, there's so much text on this card, so many words.
I can't.
It's so takes so such such it takes so long time to read this card.
Right? You know, it was like, I'm a blank text.
Do we have
do nothing? That's what it says.
I can't.
Do we have 55 minutes to play this game? Because it's impossible. There's so much really text is. To read. There's no way we're finishing this on time. Let me tell you a little, a small anecdote. I went to this thing a couple of months ago where Eric Lang was the guest. And some of you know him as the one of the original designers of the Game of Thrones, the card game.
I knew that.
And there was like a panel talk and a bit of an interview with him, and anyone in the audience could ask him questions, and I had to ask him, "What do you think of the second edition of the Game of Thrones? I mean, you were one of the original designers of the first edition." And he said, "Well, I kind of asked out pretty early on. I didn't want to be a part of the design process. I just wanted to be there as a spectator, as a fan, as a player." And I asked him, "What is there anything you want to change with the game?" And he says, "Well, I probably would have used 75% less text."
Words are hard. I love it. This guy.
Yes.
This guy sounds
yes.
like my friend.
Otherwise, it's a good game.
I can get behind that. I like that train of thought.
Yep. Yep.
On Game of Thrones cards in the second.
Bigger pictures. Bigger pictures. Come on, guys.
More pictures. I love it.
Can we please animate more the pictures too? Can we have more moving
yes,
pictures?
Please. Yes, please.
So,
yes, please.
So,
yes, please.
So pleased.
And can we?
Can you make them these 3D?
Oh foil?
Yes.
Maybe we can move the whole aspect yes, of please. Playing the cards onto maybe like a monitor and do it as a video game instead,
whoa.
And everyone can sit in their home.
Whoa!
Yeah, video game where if you're like really warranted, you win, and then you get a card design. And if you're not as good, you don't get one. And
you get to yes. scoop.
Playing the game, it's determined through your position in the status of the group.
The hierarchy of scoop.
Yeah, you would have to use
I
the scoop
totally
button.
Get behind that, yes. I would like the you know the ones that you got in the cereal boxes, the cards where you could where you tilt them back and forth, yeah?
Yeah,
and they kind of move, yeah.
Okay, the holograms, all right.
The holograms, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Can we please get that?
Carry the conversation.
Yeah?
I will continue this conversation. I got this.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
I think maybe this is a cause that I hope Damon would have championed, but I'm not sure.
You can't put words in a dead man's mouth.
Some people would say that we take this too far. I'm saying no. I'm saying no. We're breaking ground here. Hashtag let's talk about it.
Hashtag.
We're breaking new ground here. We're breaking new ground here. We have to test these new. I mean, this is virgin territory. We have to test this out.
Expanded so far.
Yes, yes.
Right.
We are like explorers in this new, brave new world.
How did I get to be an explorer? I'm banned from the Facebook group twice now.
Anything
well,
is possible.
Maybe in your next life you will become a conscriptor. That's even better.
Conscriptors, rare, hard to come by.
Yeah.
They are.
Nice fishermen.
They are.
Break it down. What does the nice fisherman do? I was the 1.0 player.
He takes your gold and he costs one.
That guy sounds great. I want that guy on my team. He's a great card, right?
He kneels to take a gold, and you do it every round.
That is the card I want.
No, it isn't.
It is. I want that.
You want like a large man that wins a challenge.
He's a chud that takes me a dollar that I can use to pay for a 7-drop. I want that in my life.
He had a really nice dog in the artwork, though. You would love him, Peters.
Yes.
Dog?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm sold.
He had a dog, and he had terrible skin.
Right now, ice fisherman.
He really wasn't.
Yes, ice fisherman. He had very leathery skin.
Terrible trait too.
He was just a conscriptor.
Was he? I think it was just a conscriptor.
You just had
nothing more, nothing less.
You had to be Greyjoy Winter, which meant you had to be Greyjoy, which meant you didn't win any games in the year of 2015.
Yes.
Yes. And while he's just a conscriptor. He looks terrible. He's either wearing a face mask,
oh my God,
or he needs some kind of low.
How is he just a conscriptor? Why did that happen?
What is that? He's got the crown icon. I don't know what that means.
That's a power icon, you idiot.
That's power? That's not blue.
Yes.
How do I know that?
If you study the icons in the second edition, you'll find that the icons have images. Like icons. Pictures.
It's not blue. Why would it not be blue?
Certain experts colors. You need colors to define what a
you
cut
can't just
does.
Have a symbol. I don't understand symbols.
Yes.
Peter, it's pictures. You like pictures.
That's why we call it the Please. Eyeball challenge.
We do call it the eyeball challenge.
Oh, yes.
Or as we say in Swedish, I attack you in the eye.
Wow,
that's really...
Well, do you
correct?
Say it
yes.
in English or
yes.
do you say it in a cool Swedish way?
Yeah, say it Swedish-like.
You say it in Swedish.
What do you say?
Jag anfaller dig i ögat.
That's too hard.
I'm going to try and repeat it, but then I gave up immediately.
Jag anfall...
Peters,
my eye has been attacked.
And you lose because you don't have any of those pictures.
I don't put any of those eyeball defenders in my deck.
I'm blessed by the salt.
Why would you defend yourself if you're blessed by the salt?
Just give into it.
So, Jakob, what's your tournament looking like?
Yes.
Your tournament schedule for the next couple months.
Well, we've got a couple of store championships lined up.
Ooh, we do as well, actually.
Play against.
That's pretty much it.
Buzz.
Yeah, where's Buzz?
Yep.
Skiing? What the fuck?
Yeah, I haven't seen him for a while. I bet he's home brewing something weird up.
I bet he's sleepy and playing World of Warcraft.
Yes,
that is probably
that's
more
true. Like it.
Yeah, what's his class?
We want to judge him right now. What does he play?
We have
he's
no
a
idea.
He's a conscriptor.
He's a conscriptor.
Wow, what a noob!
Wow, that guy's fucking... Yeah, actually a concern. I just wanted to set up Buzz as a conscriptor. That's all I need.
That was all.
Yes.
I have to piss now.
Yes.
All right, boys. We got some store champs. Who's our chief competitor?
Right. Yes. Who was that?
Who's the biggest competitor? Who's gonna win? Who are you gonna scoop to?
I think I'm gonna have to scoop to. I think I'm gonna have to scoop to Buzz to get him back playing because I haven't seen him play for a while.
Scriptor.
Yeah, and Samuel owns a store, so he rarely gets to play. So I think
Samuel, you own a store. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
What's
his name? We're in a bit of a transition period. We're relaunching, sort of rebranding ourselves. So from now on, we're going to be called First Player Cardboard and Coffee.
In English?
That's our
Swedish.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but it's actually in English.
Is that like a marketable thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I hope so. We'll see.
I hope so too.
We'll see.
So you're just
maybe not.
You're just the man that just oversees all of the Swedish meta, and we should just, huh?
Huh?
Sammy, you're not.
Well, yeah.
Hierarchy by far.
Yeah.
I'm
good to know.
Yeah.
One could say that. One could say that it's Samuel's fault that everyone in Sweden started playing this game. Actually,
Sam is the.
When did you first own a card store?
We started 4 years ago,
okay.
I think.
That's
very small scale. About 50% of our stock was chapter packs for Game of Thrones First Edition. So
just some ghetto alleyway holding up your coat.
Yeah.
For ya.
I've got chapter packs for ya. Look at these maesters.
What you selling? Whoa. What you buying?
That was the first time you guys both played Game of Thrones. Samuel first, then Jakob.
I was first. I tried to get Jakob hooked on it. He moved to England.
I
ordered. I ordered first edition core. I ordered core set for him. First edition core set, and had it sent home for him. At his address in England.
Well, that's
so.
Sounds like you knew each other pretty well. How did you know each other before you started playing Game of Thrones?
Oh, you don't know this?
This is
for us. Oh! Please,
Samuel
looks
like he's trying to break this
okay.
down.
Glasses
so,
off.
So,
oh my God.
So yes. Okay, you're in for a treat here. You're in for a treat. So the thing is. I'm 8 years old, and my mom is pregnant. My mom is pregnant, and the baby is Jacob.
Whoa!
Hashtag
he's my little brother. Yes,
brother.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. And we have different surnames because we both were Johansson. Which is super Swedish and
neither
the most common surname in Sweden.
How did this happen?
What is going
no.
on? My mind has been blown right now.
Is this a thing you
we both
do?
In Sweden you can just change your name?
Yeah. I took my wife's last name because it was much cooler.
It is pretty cool.
Lindy, that is a good name. I would take that name. That's a great name.
Ryan Johansson.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Blue Jacket, and I hate him. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's no Jack Johnson making banana pancakes.
No. It's true. Gone going.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's that's us. Jacob is my baby brother. It's weird.
How did I not know this?
Yes, how did we not know?
I am.
This is literally the.
It's secrets.
This is the best day of.
It's secrets we tell on the cast.
Who do I scoop here?
Yes, this is.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Everything is alive before this moment.
Yeah, this should probably be part of the the package that we send out for every guest of this podcast. You know, the Great Pierce of Westeros 101. How are we all related?
Podcast. Make it known that Samuel and
who is brother
Holtman are brothers. Also, Buzz,
yes,
is a conscriptor in World of Warcraft. Oh, JK, it's like 2 a.m., so he's wide awake.
Oh, isn't that late?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's this. Yep, that's it. That's it.
All right, Jakob, where's your last name from?
Yeah.
So my last name is from my wife's grandmother's. That's my wife's grandmother's name before she got married.
What?
So is this?
You lost me already.
How does that the wife's name?
Only if you have a super common.
Only if you have a stupid, boring name, you do that.
So you get a cool name when you get married.
Yep.
There's like a list of names that are boring, and then there's a cool name list.
That's fucking awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a restricted list. You pick one from the restricted list.
Hey, pick one from the good list.
You got married. Congrats. Now you get to take a cool name.
So instead of the scoop hierarchy, you get a cool name hierarchy.
Yes.
You get a cool name.
Yes.
That's so cool.
That's the greatest.
It's,
did you lick the frosting off that?
No. Wait.
Yeah, what's your wife's last name?
My wife's last name is actually Holtman, but not when before we got married.
That's not as cool.
No.
Before?
Three generations ago, it's fine.
Her name
they
before
had to
we
go
got
way
married
back
was Olsen.
To find an interesting name.
Olsen?
So once you have a cool name, you get to get grandfathered into it. That's how it works.
So you literally just like the farthest removed cool name you can pick, essentially?
Yes.
Yep.
Or you can pick a name that, or you can pick a name that no one has in the country, and you can
you
kind of like
pick a name up.
So you could be Jakob Cool Man if you wanted to be.
Yes.
So like,
but you would have to.
So you're trying to like keep the family tradition alive, essentially. Is that what I'm getting at, or like you just picked a random name because you got married?
We picked a random name that was better than Johansson and Olsen, which was my wife's name before she got married.
Those names
with
suck.
Me. Yes.
I bet like 30% of Swedes are named those last names, so I get it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, Johansson is the most common last name in Sweden, so it was not a very much of a deal breaker to change the name.
Is that how that works?
I think so.
Pretty much what it means.
I think so.
Well,
Johansson,
Where's Olsen then? Is that like the second best?
Yeah, it's got to be at least a top five.
It's
number five.
Yeah, top five, top ten, something like that, so... Yeah, all of them is going to be something with son. So.
What?
What are the top five Swedish last names?
Cool names.
Oh, wow.
Do you feel worse? So last names are you just like looked down upon if you're in the top five and you don't get a cool name?
Is it a hierarchy system?
Yes, it's all about how high
scoop,
you are in the
basically
scoop list.
A scoop list.
It all comes down to the...
Now I would say... I would say the common names are probably like Johansson and Nilsson, Svensson, Larsson maybe.
Andersson.
I guess.
Anderson.
Yeah.
So
stuff like that.
Any Swedish people
Ericsson.
Names I can...
Just look down on them like motherfuckers.
Yeah
just, you know.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
Well, it's after midnight, so
swear?
Yeah. Johansson, Ericsson, Carlson, Andersson, Nilsson, Svensson, Peterson.
So anything with a son is just
wow.
Like,
just scrubbed.
Not
here.
Trying very hard. Just
straight up scrubbed.
Yes.
Not trying. Right. Yeah.
That's the name of my dad.
And just
I see what's going on.
and just clarify, the most common thing is if you're getting married, you're probably gonna pick the man's last name. That's what most people go for.
At least if your name is Bratz or Peters.
Really not. I'm gonna be about that life.
You were like, wild card, hit the brakes, bitches. We're going.
Are you familiar with the Always Sunny show that he's referencing right now?
Yes, Always Sunny
in
Philadelphia. No?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
In Columbia.
Great show. Great TV show. Great city.
Great show.
He's huge, 100%.
Huge right now.
Yeah, they have cheesesteaks.
These guys get it.
They do have cheesesteaks.
The main export of
Sweden.
IKEA? No.
Herring?
Herring?
Pickled herring?
Pickled herring.
Why did you
of course it's pickled herring.
By yourself? without telling anyone?
People in this room just left and bought ice cream.
What a bunch of fucking dicks.
And then tell us.
Wow.
That's why I don't let you come to my house, you dirty, rotten, no good, job stealing son of a bitch.
That's why you're so low on the scoop hierarchy, you don't even get to be shown on this.
Yep. That's how it is. Well, don't worry. Trump is going to fix that.
Trump is not going to fix that for him.
What do you guys think about Trump? I'm interested.
Yeah, break it down for us on an international...
He's probably really dumb. I hope you think he's really dumb. If you didn't, I'd probably feel worse.
Yeah. I think my friends on Facebook think I've got a lot more political after the inauguration, so that probably says a lot about the things I'm sharing on my timeline. So, not a fan. I mean, I can see the entertainment value in what has he done today. But yeah, not a fan.
He's done today. What has he wrecked this day?
Does it affect you, boys?
Yeah.
I think some extent, but not really. In a practical,
I think when you're a small country, like Sweden, where you have we're soon pushing 10 million people,
and you have like the greatest quality of life of all time, and everyone loves Sweden, and nothing is better.
I still think we're very much affected by what's going on in your country. So I think we're all kind of looking at what's happening with a bit of caution and a bit scared about what's going on. So
let's.
Well, most people would maybe say that he looks like he is like a not very grown up child who's 70 years old.
Opinionated and. Expresses his opinion
yeah.
in regard to any ethics or, I don't know, regards to his position as the United States president?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe. A bit like that.
We're getting political.
But I mean, we...
Beards, baby.
He did have that sick 20-second handshake, though. I mean, look at that handshake.
Did you guys watch this 20-second handshake? It's pretty funny.
No.
With the Japanese ambassador, I want to say. It was 20 seconds of just bullshit.
He's so weird in his tie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jakob would never wear that big of a tie.
22.
Just a straight 20-second handshake that ended with a hand pat, and that was the end of it.
That was me after straight hands. I patted Jakob's hand.
Go away now, you did good.
We did it. And his tie was reasonably sized, though.
Not the bigger the tie, the stronger the man. That's science. You can't deny that.
Yeah.
That is true.
There's a direct correlation between those two things. Definitely, definitely.
Trump has ever had.
I don't think he's ever
the biggest beard?
Yeah.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he's capable of growing a beard. No.
What?
Yeah. That is my favorite picture of Donald Trump.
That's the biggest chin I've ever seen, but it's all gut somehow.
It is all guts. Thanks, Sam Bratz.
All right.
Yes, this is awesome.
Did we have anything? Oh, Samuel, I think we need to kick off that competition winner.
Yes. Of course.
Who won?
Who won? Yeah. That's who we were asking too.
Beard these days.
Yeah, we have people who just let their beards just keep growing and growing and growing, just waiting for us to give an answer.
The beards of Westeros.
Who won?
Abandon us.
Guys, I look like a hobo. Please tell me, did I win?
For 16 years.
Can I stop now, please?
Please. Did I win? I want that set of house cards. Please, did I win?
Hey, my wife's left me. I lost my job. Damon Stone has died. But did I please win those house cards?
Just let me. That is the only thing that will make this right at this juncture of my life.
Please.
But anyways, who's the winner of this Damon Stone is dead competition?
Hashtag Damon Stone dead? Question mark.
We had a competition. We hope to have had it finished before Damon left us. Unfortunately, we didn't make that deadline. So we're just going to reveal the winner right here on the cast. And the winner of our beard competition at the Great Beards and Whisper podcast is nonetheless than Dan Footit.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo!
Awesome.
Thought we had a picture.
So, Dan,
what did he win?
Yes.
What did he win?
There is the picture. Look
that is
this.
A magnificent beard.
That is a magnificent beard and dogs. I want those dogs.
Yes.
He's got bonus points for the dogs. The dog has got great beard.
Those are huskies, I want them.
Each dog is equal to one beard in this picture.
Yes.
So he has three beards.
It absolutely
three
is.
Beards. That's too many beards. He's too strong. Can't beat him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So Samuel, what did he win?
It was a cup. He won. I think he won a playmat with a Great Bears of Westeros playmat.
Wow. Yes,
that's actually the truth.
Yeah,
I'm not making this up, kids. This is true. This is truth.
One of those.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that playmat?
I did.
You've seen it, right?
I probably did, but
you didn't.
2016, like 7 months ago.
Yeah, it was way back. I mean, Damon Stone was alive.
And Ryan Ritter wasn't in charge of all Fantasy Flight prizes.
Good news. Do you guys know that?
Have you heard?
Yes.
Do you know who?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Ryan Ritter.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
I want to throw him so many props. He is a goddamn champion.
You should let
did you guys. Does anyone of you play Star Wars Destiny?
No. None of us play that game.
I know.
No, because I'm gonna send you a picture of a playmat design he did for Star Wars Destiny. That is one of the best things I've ever seen. It's like everyone got to give their input on how to design the mat, and he basically implemented everything. It's hilarious. I mean, Ryan is a genius. So I think we're in good hands with Ryan pulling the strings.
Thank you, Jakob, for sending us that.
I wanted so the real point from our winter tournament was that Ryan was in design for our prizes.
Yeah, that was what I actually meant to talk about.
Really oh.
Nice job, John Peters.
It's fine.
Ryan is cool. Every time we go to their shop, he just delivers on prizes.
He is.
And I'm actually excited about what he'll do.
I love going to a Ryan Ritter tournament more than an actual Fantasy Flight tournament. They are great.
Wow.
But now they're one of the same.
But now they're one of the same.
Because he works
for them. Because he works for them, and he will make the best prizes we've seen in years.
Post-regionals. Regionals will probably suck.
Yeah,
sorry.
Regional prizes will still suck because whoever the guy before Ryan was.
After this next
year,
then it's good.
Yeah. It'll probably be a giant picture of some stupid thing.
That no one
for
cares
some
about.
Stupid plot mm-hmm. that you don't care about. You've never played.
Yeah, you'll probably get three of them. Who needs three of these fucking plots? Nobody, that's right.
That's great.
Samuel, did you find
I'm gonna I found the playmat. I'm going to send you guys the picture. You're going to see how awesome that is.
It's great.
That was
excited.
The one I was thinking
awesome.
Of.
Do you see the Destiny playmat they did?
You sent it to the
Oh, it's so good.
Playmat. We are excited for him.
Who was that man on that playmat?
Yeah, who was that?
Oh, you meant the...
That is our buddy Roman.
Well, tell Roman that I am jealous of his beard.
And then tell Ryback that he's buff as hell.
Uh-oh. The recent attachment that you sent us, Samuel, is not available.
Oh, sorry. This is only for the members of the awesome Star Wars Destiny Facebook group that Ryan Ritter is in. Basically, sorry guys, I'm gonna.
It's an awesome group that I'm not included in. This hurts.
Ooh, Jakob and Samuel sent an attachment.
Oh, I got it right here. Star Wars Destiny. I gotcha.
A Star Wars Destiny.
Is there really a Spider-Man?
We have
Spider-Man and.
Yep, and Gandalf. Yes. You got a place on the playmat for something that is
Yes.
It's so good. This is Ryan Ritter original art.
Ryan Ritter original art.
This is what.
I approve.
Yes.
If someone
this is what we're gonna
somehow listen to
this is what we're expecting from him.
Podcast, let it be known that Ryan Ritter is very cool.
He is the only thing that matters right now.
And he's
yes.
Play.
Yes.
And we fucking love him.
Prize support.
He's awesome.
Shut up, Nick, from the background.
And I'll probably all games now that David Stone is dead.
David Stone's dead. Ryan is in charge of everything. Long live Fantasy
Flight. You heard it here first. This is the truth.
Alternative facts.
Long live Fantasy Flight Games for giving us this awesome game, these games, and for giving us Ryan Ritter.
Right?
Who's gonna win Stalic this year?
Sam Bratz is. That's who.
I hear Sam Bratz is coming.
Yeah.
I hear John Peters.
We're
is coming.
We're
that
going. We're gonna
bro.
Have a good time.
Yep. Oh please! Yes. You're gonna have you.
I'm the scoop hierarchy I've ever been. When I'm in Stalic.
You'll be ahead of me, maybe.
I'll be ahead of everyone.
You'll get to experience you'll get to experience some real Polish liquid.
Polish liquid? What does that mean? We drink some is that like a thing?
Yeah, we've had that.
Nah.
This glass
contained the nectar of the gods. It's called Soplica. It's Polish vodka.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Dig it.
Yeah. You get them in all kinds of flavors. You have the hazelnut, which tastes like Nutella.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
This
one was walnut.
I understand.
I got you.
Yes.
This one was walnut flavored.
Walnut.
It's amazing.
How do we guys have so many nut
yes.
things? This is bizarre.
They just like putting nuts in their mouth.
It's just great. Just great. Yeah.
Okay. What else do we?
Blessed with salt. Blessed with salt, everyone.
Europe is blessed with salt. Let it be known.
All right. We got hazelnut. We got walnut. What else do we have?
Salt.
we have lemon. No, we don't get salt.
There's not just salt. Come on,
get,
Jakob.
Like,
it's not just salt-flavored Polish vodka. Throw up, you boob.
We have lemon, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, all kinds of things.
Those are very normal.
Appreciate.
Yes. Very Polish. Very good. It's like liquid candy. And you drink too much, and then it's too late.
Who's the best Polish Game of Thrones player? Do you know any?
Yes, that will have to be, in my opinion, that's Michał Swiderski.
Guy sounds like he's good.
I think.
He's got a cool name. Is he on the hierarchy of the names?
Yes, and he's military, ex-military, something. He's big, he's buff, and he...
Oh, he could.
Yes, he could. He could.
He always plays Stark, and he always plays his deck around Sansa. I played him in a melee final in Stalic 2014.
14 when you won.
Sansa fan 69. Okay, I can dig it.
He played
just core Sansa. Core Sansa.
Core Sansa with the attachments from first edition. With
the one who gets better. You put attachments on her? Yeah, he built a tower on Sansa.
And he made it to the finals. So he had his setup. He had his setup.
A straight thug.
I respect
Wow.
Listen to this.
That out there like that. It seemed aggressive.
I played Targ Knights of the Hollow Hill.
Yeah, of course.
And
of course you did.
And he had Sansa
in
on
melee.
Setup.
Yep.
And so we revealed our plots, and then it was my marshalling. I started, and so I asked, "Do you guys have any actions?" And they said no, and I played Flame Kissed on his Sansa, and he just.
And that was the end of his day.
Yeah.
Yes.
And with the history of him being an ex-military or whatever, it was kind of intriguing the whole game, sitting next like opposite to him.
This sounds less like a dance, more like a beating.
Yes.
It was like Jakob's whole mind process was, I might become the European champion, but this might also be my last day alive.
So what happened in the Stalic dorms, or whatever they're called? The
The thing is, Michal is like, you see this guy. He's big. He's buff. He's well built. Like, he's almost. I think he's probably six foot six or something. You know, he's a big guy.
That's a large.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a big guy. He has, you know, short trimmed hair. He looks, yeah. But he's like the sweetest guy.
He's the kindest man on earth.
He's super kind.
Of all Swedish men.
Super kind.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say so.
I have to scoop to him before you.
Yes.
You should scoop to him. Yes.
Okay. He is definitely on the highest. He deserves a win.
Because he spared your life. He didn't just murder you in your sleep.
Also, his Sansa died very early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, so you have Polish vodka. Okay.
Yes.
So we're
so my bet for my bet yeah, that's for the point. So my bet for Starlink winner 2017 is Sam Bratz.
Yeah.
Because he's high on the scooping list.
We did it.
We're locked in.
Yep. Top on the scoop list.
Top on the scoop list.
Hey, do you know that I didn't play a Crown of Gold in my targ list for Worlds?
That is from the Peanut Gallery. Sean says.
Well,
why?
Sam Bratz, you've always been.
Why wouldn't you?
The crossing deck, and I didn't play a Crown of Gold.
He forgot about it. It happens.
Is that common knowledge or not?
I mean, that's unique.
I had never heard of that before, but that's unique. Yeah.
Well, I did it. I played one in my draft deck like 2 weekends ago, and I was like, this card's pretty good.
I wish I'd have had it in my Worlds deck.
People do forget.
Yeah.
And you know, for your Worlds deck, you. And for your Worlds deck, you could just put it in there. You didn't have to even have to draft it.
No,
that's the thing.
You just literally take it out of your binder.
You just open your binder, take out the card. You didn't have to draft it.
Nobody would have even known.
Were you even aware of that, Sam? No. Did you own the chapter pack?
I also lost to Joe in the top 8, so you have me to blame, boys.
Joe!
Man.
What's the European sentiment on Joe of...
I've played Joe in New York once.
What? Wait, why
you were in New York too? Jakob, why are you never telling us when you're in America?
Stupid.
I will next time. I lost to him because I played... I lost to him because
he's too
I played
low.
Tyrell.
He's too low in the scope. He's too low in the scoop chart.
Come on.
He can't.
Get higher in the scoop chart so you can tell us when you're in America. Jesus. That's our favorite person. Jesus.
Yeah. In America.
Okay, so you're in New York for no reason.
Just to battle the fucking New Yorker guys that apparently no one likes.
Well, the thing is, I played in their store championship like a year ago. And then I played against Joe.
Brotherhood was there, they were just riding out. Like,
it was you versus the Brotherhood without manners?
Yes, and I went 1-2. I went 1-2 and scooped and left. It was only in the core set meta. It was only the core set.
America, we're the Brotherhood.
And I play Tyrell. I played Tyrell main faction, Tyrell Fealty.
Okay, great.
Fealty?
Yeah.
It happens.
From a corset card pool, that sounds like a poor decision.
It was before Joe had a card design. I just asked him, do you have a card design? And he said no, and I said, one time you'll get it.
Oh, fair enough.
That's like...
It's
like a Highlander thing, right? You beat a guy with a car design and you get a car design by yourself.
So we have to do it tough.
That's how it works, right?
You gotta throw.
There can be only one.
Exactly.
You both have a car design, you just look at each other, and one of you thinks they have to do an elaborate dance, and one of you just tries to win. It's very weird.
The rest of the group watches and says, what the fuck is happening right now?
Why are these two guys sitting at the end of the Swiss on table 3 and they're still playing like they're little kids? It's been 55 minutes.
2-3. This is so bizarre.
Why is he making
It's been 55 minutes.
It doesn't even make sense.
Does that European guy have like not English language cards, or what is the problem here?
Who's this stupid American man against Jakob Holtman? Like melee champion. Who is this dupe? What is going on?
Hanging out in this fucking warehouse for Fantasy Flight games right now.
Why is Jakob killed this
guy? Oh man. Should we stop this train wreck somehow? How do we end this train wreck?
I like where this train wreck is going. All right. Where I live.
Yes.
Who will win 2017 Stalic? Other Samuel, who will win 2017 Stalic? Will it be...
Who will be that guy?
Damn Frenchman in a...
Not a Frenchman. Anything but a
Frenchman. No, not a Frenchman. I'm thinking, you know, no one knows how the Spanish meta looks like because everyone is grumpy.
They're the nut. They're real good.
No.
They've stopped playing.
No one expecting the Spanish Inquisition. I would think... I would like to see Rabs. Raul.
Okay.
Go super far with a weird Tyrell deck. I'd like to see Josh.
Who's that?
From the UK, who won Black Ward last year. I like him to ride those House Florent Knights all the way to a Stalic Championship.
Sam Bratz is a House Florent Knight aficionado.
Yes, love those guys. I love them. We're the Endless.
About 27,000 times in my life.
It breaks my back.
Ah, so good.
And now I have Tyrion chained.
So good.
Yes.
Yes, Renly's Pavilion.
That is also a card.
That's a thing.
So nice. Yes. Yes.
Love the comment. That Jump is also a card.
It is. Among other cards.
Captain
in the
Obvious.
Card pool.
Thing that exists in this game that we played once or twice.
Yes. Indeed.
We're coming to.
So those two.
Let's do it. We're going. We're locked in.
Yes. 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 But I think one of you Americans are gonna come and
rock you like
do a great impression.
Sandy's gonna take it down this year.
Yes.
Oh, Sandy.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Sandy's gonna be super drunk.
Sandy was there once. He couldn't stand the dish that we call mystery meat. There's always this.
Yes. 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 So,
is there alcohol or is it
my
terrible taste sensation?
I want to put this Mr. Meat in my mouth, signed Sandy.
Where's this Mr. Meat from?
Yes.
First off, like, country.
It's German.
Germany.
Oh, it's
Germany.
Sausage.
Somewhere. No. We don't know what it is. We just eat it, and it's
pasta.
It's warming
meat.
And it's good.
It's warm
somehow.
Pasta and meat.
Self warming.
Yes.
Yes. No, my prediction for Sandy is he gets very drunk and is the only person who drops out of the Swiss.
That is a fact.
Take that challenge right now.
That is a fact.
Also drop out of the Swiss. I'll take that right now.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
So 225 people. One person dropped. The only American.
Those fucking Americans. Those guys suck.
They do suck.
Yes.
The worst.
Yes.
Almost as much as Glazer.
Wow.
Shots fired.
I've heard a couple...
Time for on Great Dudes of Restaurants.
Yeah.
We might... We might be getting a bit of a Southern California representation as well. I've heard that maybe Chris and Ryan is coming, so I'd like to see.
Yeah, what about Simone?
Yeah, I'd like to see what they.
Let's hope Simone comes.
Simone? I don't know about
the
that.
The representation of.
Is there a team?
I mean, the rep.
Country team tournament at stuff?
Yes.
Team America?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
There's a team event. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Three.
One more person.
Three people who can.
And Ryan
no, fuck those. People.
Yes, three people who can stand on Sunday. That's all you need.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe we
yes.
The California. California meta is not going to be standing.
We'll destroy them.
We are seasoned far.
Usually,
we're from Wisconsin.
Usually,
California, land of the pussies.
And hipster.
The players participating in the team championship is not usually the, it's not necessarily the best players of each nation. It's the players from each nation who are somewhat able to stand up and play the card game.
We're terrible. We're not good.
But we don't draw. You can't kill us.
That's literally our strength.
Yeah, you should be good. You should be good. You should be good.
Jonesy will off be winning like Stalic, whatever. I'm
that's
the best
not important. I want to win the garbage time from
be like the 2 and 3 guys that are still.
Yes.
Winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Except we'll be on Team Sweden, so.
No. There's
yes,
that.
Of course you will. Of course you will.
What percent of the Swedish men made
of course
it
you will.
Third day?
Well, there's not a third day in Stalic. We play everything on one day. So,
No. What's the first day? Is it Saturday or Sunday? Saturday or
Friday? First day's Friday.
Melee
on Friday. Joust on Sunday.
Who was still playing on Sunday? And not just dead.
Samuel isn't. Players, I'm not. I'm.
I respect that.
I'm recovering on a couch somewhere. That's what I'm doing.
We'll have to drag him out of the room, put him on a couch.
We'll be ready. We don't stop.
Awesome.
No quit.
Looking forward. No. So usually, not to throw any shade on Team Sweden, but usually the one.
Who are we throwing shade
on right now? Let's just
say it's not the top three Swedes that compete in the team championship. It's the Swedes that can still stand on Sunday.
So who was it?
Who is it?
Who's playing?
Yeah,
Jakob, you remember? I don't even remember. They might not even be Swedes.
They're just rocking the Swedish flag like nobody's business.
We'll give you $5
to play
the Swedish flag. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yep.
Sure thing. You're in.
I have some holes in my puzzle for that Sunday. I don't really remember.
We're ready.
We are prepared.
We're ready.
Awesome.
There's no
awesome. Looking forward to have you
we're
here.
Ready to go.
So Samuel, are we wrapping this up by our last bullet point for the podcast episode?
We have the super important, the ever important bullet point. We have the tonic. We have the tonic.
Oh, we have two. Oh, we have two bullet points.
We have two. Yes, you get. I'm in charge of the first one. It's the tonic of the week.
Okay.
And this is for this one goes out to Dan Footit and whoever just let their beards just grow endlessly while waiting for us to make our decision on the champion. So this is a beard balm from Apricots.
Apricots.
This is yes, Apricots.
Someone squeezed Apricots.
No, you said
apricot.
Dumbass.
Apricot. Not apricot.
Wait, it is apricot?
Fuck you, Sam Ross, you dumb bitch.
Apricot.
Oh,
like
apricot.
The way.
No!
Like the punch. So this is the Apricot Deluxe Beard Balm leaves your beard feeling lustrous and conditioned with just the right amount of hold for a controlled and dapper look. Perfect
dapper.
For shaping and controlling flyaway hairs in medium to long beards.
Mm.
So this is maybe not for those of you who are just growing out your beard. This is for those
seasoned
poor guys who
veterans.
Just... Yeah, you need something to keep your beard in shape. Jakob, you try this one?
Well, I have. Add
like
a little
it?
Salt and you're there.
Yes.
That's a little salt in that beard?
Yeah, just some salt. Ask a friend.
Is it salt in that beard balm? I'm asking for a friend.
You should ask your friend for that salt. You should ask your friend for a blessing. There's no salt in this thing.
Specifically, though.
Not kid. He is not a salt god. He's just very salty.
No salt in this thing. No.
He is just very salty.
No salt
that
in.
That guy sucks. And
you got it.
His plot is the worst plot I've ever seen. Let that be the.
You've got to bring Kid on next time.
Podcast. The Kid Seafelt's plot is awful.
And Beard Balm is great.
Yes, it's great. It's great. So guys,
so the last bullet point. Bomb.
Yes.
The last bullet point.
Did you
is
decide? Did you
Swedish
decide
lesson.
On this one?
Yes, I did decide.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Jakob decided.
We're going out with a bang. We're going out with a bang. This is not safe for work, people.
Let's go.
Okay, okay. Tell us.
So, the bullet point is Swedish lesson of the week.
Uh-oh.
And this is, we usually have a word.
Swedish word?
But this week we have a sentence.
That seems like way more than I'm ready for.
Wow.
And the tradition is that the guests have to learn the lesson.
All right.
Sounds easy enough.
I'm sure no little battle happen here.
Got any more brain busters?
So the meaning of this is hello you asshole.
I am ready for this. Bring
perfect,
it on.
Perfect for the extended Swedish
meme. Right. Word by word.
Word for word. Let's go.
Hello is hey.
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 Easy, right?
Oh, that's American. I can deal with that.
We're ready.
So, hey.
Hey.
So, hello you, which is hey dit.
Hey dit.
Mm-hmm. D-I-double-T.
Okay.
Now the tricky part. Samuel, are you into this?
This is on you, Jacob. This is on you.
This is on me.
This is on you.
And then you have asshole.
Okay.
Asshole is rövhål.
What?
Can you say that again? Can you use it?
Rövhål. Hej, ditt rövhål. Samuel, help me out here.
There's no way to save you from this, Jacob. Sorry. You're saying röv. Röv.
Hey.
Rövhål. Yes. This is great. You're doing great, guys. You're doing great.
Great.
Thank you, Sam Rock. We fucking nailed it.
Swedish meta.
Swedish meta. Yeah. Bringing you the best we can provide.
Send all concerns about applying to the Swedish meta to Jakob Altman and Samuel Lindy.
Yes.
Awesome.
Swedish
actual brothers.
Americans can apply to John Peters and Sam Bratz.
Closing music so we can interrupt it.
We're doing it now.
Do it on